with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning. You're on 107.3, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We are live today in Greenville, Michigan, at Hanson Feed and Seed, Greenville Steel. Man, it is going on up here. The smoker's rocking out front. You can't miss us. We're on M91 just north of Greenville. Bob's going to be a great day.
It is going to be great. And we have the Spartan Mobile Studio rolling around Michigan right now. And Greenville is it, and it's kind of cool because this is right where our antenna is. We got 50,000 watts. We got a blowtorch of wattage hitting Michigan on this thing, so our footprint's pretty good. Right now, we're going to book on out to Topeka, Kansas, and talk to our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell.
Morning, hey, what's Rob. Going on, Bobby and Randy?
Hey, dude.
Good morning. Good morning, cowboy.
Hey, I'm how's pretty going, Crappie Jappy?
You know what? I caught some of those this week. I spent a little time on the paddle boat out on the water, and I caught some crappie. They aren't as nearly as good to eat, though, as they are from Kansas. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. You weren't marinating your minnows in your wine glass, were you?
No, that's why they aren't as good. You're right.
Okay.
So hey, I spent some time with your buddy Chris Marks this week. We were putting on classes over in Chicago, and I'll tell you what, I'm getting pretty stoked about our little trip out to Philadelphia because we're going to have a little fun coaching for Dick Vermeil and cooking. We're going to do some grilling for Dick Vermeil and the Boy Scouts, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're going to do that big golf tournament he has every year. He raises money for the Boy Scouts. It's a great, great event, and a lot of the retired Eagles will be out there golfing, and we're going to cook up some nice, big old fat Kansas briskets.
Do you suppose any of the the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be out there?
You know, it's a good possibility since Vermeil coached the Chiefs and the Eagles.
And the Rams.
It's a good possibility that he'll be out there. Mm-hmm. Some of the Chiefs, I don't know. We'll see. I know we're just going to have a great time out there, and we'll be quite an exciting adventure when we got to be cooking probably 10 or 15 big old fat Packer briskets in the parking lot of the Hampton Inn. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be exciting. I'm going to bring my son Jordan out, who's a big football player, so he'll help us cook. We got somebody to schlep the coolers anyway.
Yeah.
So you have
extra help.
Yeah, you have a very cool chicken wing recipe we were talking about the other day on the phone, and I said, please tell us about that over the air because people would love to make this up.
Well, you know, I'm going to start with the wing sauce itself, which you can get a different wing sauce, but it's the Saucy Mama wing sauce. It's made out of Oregon, and it's a spicy garlic. It's got, like, you could actually make it yourself. It's a lot of work, though. I just suggest you buy it, no more sauce than it takes. But you just take that wing sauce, and a real secret to that is you melt down unsalted butter, and the reason I say unsalted because you don't want to add a lot of salt to your wings. Melt down unsalted butter, and you mix your wing sauce in with your butter, and that is where your real flavor comes from. It really picks it up a notch as opposed to just putting the wing sauce on itself. And I do mine a little bit different than what a lot of people do. A lot of people put that wing sauce on and cook them. I don't really like to do that because a lot of times if you're grilling, it's going to burn it. But I'll grill them or smoke them. Smoking them's easier. Get a good smoke flavor in them, and then just take them and just big bowl, just dump the wings right in that wing sauce, that melted butter, and oh man!
If you just tuned in,
caramelized, you can take them out and throw them back on a grill for just a few seconds on each side will do it.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are live in the mobile Spartan Studio at Hanson Feed and Seed in Greenville. Come on out because we have got food on the grill. And right now we're on the live line with our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, straight out of Topeka, Kansas. and he's a friend of the show, and we're talking about a buttery garlic chicken wing recipe, and we want to make sure everybody gets this down. We're going to have that on the website, hopefully later on this afternoon. So anyway, then what's your next step on that, Rob?
Boy, you just, like I say, if you want to flash them back on the grill, just put them back on the grill. But I like to take a little Three Little Pigs Memphis rub, and it's a Worcester base with some citrus in it, and I sprinkle them with that just to kind of finish them off, you know, and it gives it just another flavor layer to build. I mean, everybody talks about building flavor layers, and that's how you do it. You just build a layer at a time so you can taste each layer. As you bite into that wing, you're going to taste the Memphis rub, then you're going to taste the wing sauce, then you're going to taste the butter, and then you're going to finally get down to the meat, and it's all about layers.
So kind of like Shrek.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like Shrek.
Yeah. He's got an awesome Creole recipe also for us. And did you not have a recipe a couple weeks ago that injected Coke in the thighs? Was that you that was bringing that up?
Well, you got the wrong cowboy, because that wasn't me.
All right. Well, I've got somebody hit me online for a Coke recipe, so.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, get that straight, Joppy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Rob, thanks for the recipe, the garlic chicken wings. We're going to give those a run. We'll have that on the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com, a little later. We'll post that recipe as soon as Rob gets it over to us, and so all listeners can give that a try. But, hey, Cowboys, good to talk to you. I understand that your trip this way has been delayed for a month or so, but the next time you're up in this area, I look forward to seeing you.
I can't wait. I'll be up there before you know it. Time flies. You know how it goes.
Yeah, and we're going to be rescheduling those classes for Hanson Feed and Seed and Alpha and Omega. So if you're looking for the classes in Michigan right now, Rob and I are reformulating that. We've had a little setback on that, and we can't get them done this week due to some technical difficulties. But, Rob, thanks so much for calling in, and I'll be talking to you this afternoon, I'm sure.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. That was Rob Russell from The Good One, Ace of Hearts Specialty Barbecue Products. And now we're going to talk with Mr. Jeff Fuller, who is a good friend of mine and also in the beer distribution business. And good morning, Jeff. Great to have you out here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me out.
Hey. So you've got a special program with Budweiser, and it's really cool. So tell us about this program and how it started. What's it called?
Okay, Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser are doing a national ad campaign, and it's called Here's to Heroes, where they're trying to raise $2 million for service members who have fallen or disabled veterans. Mm-hmm. And every case we have, as you can see, the cans are red, white, and blue cans.
Very attractive, by the way,
and
tasty.
And it comes in a special red, white, blue package. Every case that's purchased from March 26th to July 11th, Anheuser-Busch donates money to Folds of Honor.
Okay. Now, how did this – you were telling us the story, and I honestly, when you were telling the story, I was – that puts me into a really solemn place. But you basically have this Air Force pilot, and I'm an ex-Air Force guy, so you hit me there. And he's sitting on an airplane. Describe what happened to this fellow.
Well, how he started Folds of Honor, and his name is Major Dan Rooney, and he's from originally Grand Haven. He was on a commercial flight back. They had a fallen veteran that they were bringing home. On his coming into the airport, the pilot announced that they have a fallen veteran. Please have respect. Wait till they take the casket off the plane. So he's sitting in his seat, and he's looking out the window, and he sees him take the casket off with the flag on, and the little girl's hugging her mom's leg, and he's trying to compose himself, and he looks around, and he sees that half the flight has gotten up. Yeah. So he made a decision right then that changed his life, that he wanted to do something to change the service member's family. So
Can you imagine what was going through his head as he's sitting there as a military person, and there's a lot of veterans and military people out there listening, what was going through his head as he sits there and watches, you know, one of his fallen partner's casket taken off the plane, and then to look up into the airplane and see that, I mean, people are just like, yeah, whatever, I got to get my bag. It's all about me. The me monsters just blow out of the plane. That had to be heartbreaking for him. So that was a big motivator for him to get this program off and running.
Yes, absolutely. And when you asked me to be on this program, that's the first thing I thought of is to spread the word to see if we can help. And
yeah, I'm glad you did, because we, you know, we're big on patriotism, obviously, but we're also really big on taking care of our vets in our active duty military.
So on the Folds of Honor campaign is they're raising money, and what happens is the whole purpose behind the Folds of Honor is committed to helping the families of our fallen and disabled service members. Okay. And they have a vision for every spouse or dependent to have financial freedom and opportunity to pursue higher education. And with your support, we can make an ongoing tribute to our brave men and women who have given so much for us. So, you know, if you purchase a case, Anheuser-Busch donates money up to $2 million. You can text HERO to 8088, and $5 will be added to your next cell phone bill. And really, I didn't do the story justice or the program justice. And if you want to help any way you can help, just get on foldsofhonorfoundation.org, and the story is absolutely, I get choked up every time I read it.
Yeah, I just pulled that up. It's foldsofhonor.org, and there's a really cool website, talks about their mission, how to donate. There's a scholarship fund there, who their partners are. You can support this organization by buying merchandise. If you've got a story that you want to tell, there's a contact thing on here. But
we need to put that on our website and put that on our Facebook page, so that if anybody is driving, they'll be able to have that resource and just come back to us and get that, because we're just really happy that Jeff Fuller brought that to us. As a great idea. We really appreciate that. And so every time you buy let's say you've got this nice case of Budweiser here, which it's really an attractive case. I mean, I think 4th of July, everybody has to have one of those 24-packs, because it's got stars and stripes all over it. I mean, just go out and get one. Even if you just set it in your living room on the coffee table for decoration. I mean, that's a beautiful box right there.
Yeah, and it's a perfect time of year. I mean, we just had Memorial Day, where you're thinking of veterans who have served our country.
Yep.
And we're coming into 4th of July, which screams patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You got me, man. You got me. That was a good call. I'm so glad you brought this up, because I've never heard of this before. I mean, that's huge. And what a worthy cause for Anheuser-Busch to go after. But we thank you so much for doing that for us. That's Jeff Fuller from Westside Beer Distributing. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
You know, in the next segment, Bob, we've got coming up, we're going to talk about your jerk ribeye and yucca chips that you put together last week at one of your classes. Really interested in that, because anytime you do anything with Jamaican jerk, it's got a little bite to it.
That was from yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was one of your classes.
Yeah, and then, that's barbecue for Miss Talaba Lava.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about something about the importance of resting your meat.
All right.
We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're out at Hanson Seed & Feed. We'll be right back.